been great actually going out with the people who are doing the vaccinating of the badgers here. It's interesting to see both the techniques of how they do it, the sort of land that they're working on, and just how effective they're being.
You've been here quite a few hours this morning. What have you actually been doing?
Well, we went around the traps this morning, number of badgers caught in the traps, and what happens is that they are then injected, they're marked, and then they're released. Badgers run off, none the worse from the experience as far as I can see. And the good news is that they now have at least some immunity against TB.
We hear a lot at the moment about different tools in the toolbox to tackle bovine TB. How important is the vaccine for tackling bovine TB in your view?
Well, it's a key part of what we use. The message is really that there's no single thing that's going to deal with what is a devastating disease. We have to use everything that's available. Vaccination is certainly part of that. And in fact, I suspect in the long run, it will become an increasingly important part. At the moment, we are a little bit limited because we have an injectable vaccine for badgers. That's what we've been seeing in action this morning. What we would dearly love to have is an oral vaccine for badgers, which would make life a lot easier. It may mean that we could reach a lot more badgers than we are at the moment. And of course, what we also want is to be able to use a vaccine for cattle. But as we know from the European Union, that's probably 10 years away yet.
How frustrating is it for you? Because, I mean, this is one of those issues that, as a West Country MP yourself, you know how bad this issue is for West Country farmers. So how frustrating is it that a vaccine is still so far off?
Well, I think there's any number of frustrations. It's frustrating that we can't just do exactly what we would like to do at the moment. It's frustrating that previous governments, I'm afraid, have not got to grips with this problem. It started off as a small problem in the extreme southwest. It's now spread to most of the country of England and Wales. And we are now having to deal with a massive issue as a result. And it's one that's, I'm sure you know, it's not quite apart from all the heartache and misery that it inflicts on farmers and their families. It's also costing the taxpayer, well, it will be £1 billion over 10 years. And that's something that I think no sensible government really ought to ignore.
Critics will say that when you came into power, you did cut some of the other vaccination programmes. And in some respects, this is the only one that's still being funded. So surely, are you just playing lip service to the idea of a vaccine?
No, I mean, first of all, let's hit that on the head, because we didn't cut back the number of vaccination programmes. What we did was not go ahead with having 6 trials to see whether you could train people to vaccinate who were not vets. You only need one to do that, and it's shown